Topic 28. Crisis. 1. Shirk not these crises, hard and difficult though they may appear to be. Difficult they are. Forget not that the habit of confronting crises is a long-established one within the consciousness of humanity. Man has the habit of crisis, if I may so call it. They are only the points of examination as to the strength, purpose, purity, and motive, and the intent of the soul. They evoke confidence when surmounted, and produce greatly expanded vision. They foster compassion and understanding, for the pain and inner conflict they have engendered is never forgotten, for they draw upon the resources of the heart. They release the light of wisdom within the field of knowledge, and the world is thereby enriched. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 3, Esoteric Astrology, page 477. 2. The creative crisis for humanity has been made possible by three major happenings. 1. The conclusion of a 25,000-year cycle or movement around what is called the lesser zodiac. This connotes a major cycle of experience in the life of our planetary logos. 2. The end of the Piscean Age. This simply means that the energies coming from Pisces during the last 2,000 years are now being rapidly superseded by the energies coming from Aquarius. These result in major changes in the life of the planetary logos and potently affect his body of manifestation through the medium of his three major centers, Shambhala, the hierarchy, and humanity. 3. The increasingly dominant activity of the seventh ray of order, or ceremonial magic, as it is somewhat erroneously called. This ray is now coming into manifestation and is in close cooperation with the two above factors. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, pages 550 through 551. 3. Unless such moments of crisis occur, the life simmers down to a general dead level, and even if useful, offers not the chance for an extreme effort with its consequent need to draw upon the full resources of the soul. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 269. 4. The handling of crises is the hallmark of the disciple, and every crisis met and rightly handled provides, once the difficulty is occultly under the feet, the place from which an extended vision can be gained, fresh knowledge can flow in, and the transmuting light can shine from the angel of the presence and thus produce results. Each of you has passed through a cycle of real difficulty and strain. This is true of all disciples. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, page 13. See also Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, page 644.